Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So something very interesting, kind of strange, happened to me this past week, and I want to share it with you. It's never happened to me before. Okay, so let me set it up for you. So it's in the afternoon, evening, say around 9 o'clock, maybe 8 o'clock p.m., and my phone rings. Now, usually I wait and see the caller ID before I answer, but on this particular instance, occasion, I did not. I answered the phone, and it turns out it's an acquaintance of mine. Now, I use the term acquaintance deliberately. It's a woman who's a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And usually when people like this call me, it's usually on the recommendation of somebody I know who I'm more closely associated with. And they're usually calling to get, you know, technical information for their computers or software, whatever. And I don't mind. You know, we all have to contribute something, and I like to contribute to the fabric of humanity. And that's one of the ways in which I do it. So usually when people call like this, I was like, she goes, oh, hi, it's so-and-so. I said, oh, hi. You know, I've talked to her a couple of times in the past. So about 3 or 4 minutes in, I'm waiting for the question. Personally, I prefer it when people just say, hey, Mark, how you doing? We haven't talked in a while. Hey, by the way, I got a quick question for you, or I got a question. Can you help me with? I like that, but I understand that a lot of people feel the need to have some social niceties before they get to the point. So I play the game this particular evening. I was about ready. We were 3 or 4 minutes in, and I was about ready to say, so, you know, why'd you call, or how can I help you? I would have said something to get right to the point. She sounded, and again, I've only talked to her maybe 4 times, and she sounded, something in the back of my brain said something's not right. So I said, you know, are you okay? And she said, you know, I'm a little upset about, my nephew or something. And I was like, well, and I didn't want to get drawn into it, but, and I didn't do what I would probably do, which is tell me what's wrong. She says, well, you know what? This was unsolicited. You know what? He's really not a very nice person. And I said, well, why not? Now, she's in her 50s, I think. So her nephew is in his 30s, I guess. And she says, well, you know, he's married. I said, okay. Well, his wife just told him that they're going to have a baby. I said, great. And she goes, and he told us, I guess meaning the family, that he's going to have the baby DNA test, you know, have a DNA test on the baby just to confirm paternity, right? So when she said that, you know, and she found it really offensive. And she said, well, don't you think that's, you know, what do you think about that? And I said, now, when I said this, I was kind of joking, but, you know, I mean, those of you who listen to the show know me, so you know I'm kind of a skeptic, so I said, well, good for him, you know? I think it's kind of funny. And, you know the old saying, one of my favorite sayings is, mama's baby, papa's maybe, you know? So, you know, I don't think it's that big of a... So I said that, I said, well, good for him, you know? But all of a sudden, she lets into me like, well, I can't believe you're that disgusting and blah, blah, blah. Now, mind you, this is an acquaintance. This is not some, this, you know, anybody who would be considered my friend wouldn't be surprised. Even I'm sure many of you who listen to the show wouldn't be surprised at my response to that. So, but she's serious. At first, I thought she was just going, you know, a lot of women would say, oh, Mark, you're a pig. Okay, fine. Oink, oink. I accept that, right? But she was serious. It took me about a minute to grasp that she was seriously, getting on my case about this, you know? Well, what kind of man would blah, 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 and I just can't believe it. You don't know, you know, and I've heard things about you and blah, blah. I mean, and after about 2 minutes or so, I'm listening and I'm going, excuse me? Pardon me? You know, she, truly. So, you know, you should, you know, men like you should not even be allowed to have kids if you feel that, blah, blah, blah. So I said, what? You got some guilt? You want to, you know, are you trying to tell me something that you've done wrong? I said, if the woman's legitimate, she shouldn't care, right? I mean, you know, just pray for peace, but prepare for war, you know? So I'm thinking, this is in the evening, and I'm, you know, being, I don't hate to say berated, but she's really going on, and it's getting to the point where I'm starting to take it seriously, right? So I say, you know, well, it's just my opinion. I said, you know, I was kind of joking. I was in a weird mood. Normally, I would have put her in check times 10. But for some reason, I did not. I don't know if it's because I was just tired, or maybe I was tired that day. So I said, well, you know, why don't you calm down? It's just, you know, I said, it's a moot point. You know, it's neither one of us. And so, you know, did you need some help or something? Well, even if I did, I'm not sure I'd something from a guy like you. I don't know if I want your help. So I'm thinking, well, then the hell with you. And I was ready to say that. And then she said something in a way that I remember somebody saying something about her that she likes to drink alcohol. And that some people had suspected she's an alcoholic, right? So I said to her, hey, have you been drinking? I've had a few. What difference does it make to you? And then I could tell that something that I had first perceived. She was drunker than a skunk. Now, I know she's an alcoholic. Well, one, people have told me, but two, I've known not many, but when I was a kid, there were people that I heard were alcoholics. And for example, I knew a guy that could drink a case of beer. I mean, 24 cans. Back to back, and his speech would not be slurred. He was that much of a stone cold alcoholic. You know, when people don't drink a lot or they drink really fast, but they're not, you know, they get all slurred, you know, the typical drunk type talk. But when people drink around the clock or all the time or it's a lifestyle, they can get really altered, but their speech is not necessarily impeded. You know, it's kind of weird. And I haven't talked to this woman in quite a while, so I didn't have a good yardstick by which to measure. But once it clicked in, her irrational and over-the-top responses just, you know, and I'm 15 minutes into this conversation now, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and I realized that I've been called by a drunk. So at that point, I was like, well, she just went on and on, and men are this, and this is why a lot of women, whatever, and this is, I just went, I mean, and the more I went, the calmer, and I started letting her just go on, because I really didn't care at this point. I'm telling you, this is the first time in my adult life that I have ever received a call from a completely smashed person. And it wasn't part of my ethos. It wasn't part of my mindset to, you know, you don't think that, right? You know, it's like when you go out on a date, on the first date, you usually don't say to somebody, are you an axe murderer? You just assume they're not. So likewise, when someone calls me, I assume they're sober. So she proceeded to call me a couple of names. And I just said, well, I understand. You know, I'm going to go now. Oh, that's just like men. That's just like you. You know, you don't like to follow through anything. You don't have the guts to stand to me and tell me what I'm, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure if you had a kid, it probably wouldn't be. I mean, she just went on and on and on and on and on. So I said, well, I'm going now. So, you know, I hung up. Bottom line, I just, you know, hung up. And it was like being in a twilight zone, right? First, I was mad at myself for not perceiving it sooner. Okay, that's the first thing. Because I would have cut the call off in about 2 minutes, maybe if that much. You've been like, you know. So let's fast forward now, and it's the next day, and I get this phone call. Hello, Mark. Yes. This is so and so. I called you last night, didn't I? I said, yes, you did. So she proceeded to apologize profusely over and over and over. But of course, the damage is done. I wouldn't, and I mean this, I have no desire. I mean, some of the things, you know, people sometimes say things, they say in jest that they want to say seriously. Sometimes they say things in, when they're drunk that they would not only say, but in any event, I, you know, basically wanted to lose my number. Of course, I blocked her number, so it doesn't really matter. And I would have done it the night before, only I just, I don't know. But the moral of this story is, don't call somebody if you've been drinking. I don't know anybody who, certainly in their 50s, who would do such a thing. But what a stupid thing to do. What a stupid, stupid thing to do. It was so bizarre. So, you know, and I'm sure those of you listening would probably never do this. I mean, to me, that's kind of like high school stuff, right? Now, what I say, maybe high school or maybe not high school, but, you know, adolescent college stuff, right? You know, 18 something, you know, drinking and making stupid phone calls. It's kind of like putting things on the internet. Once you put it out there, you cannot take it back. You cannot. And, you know, she was like, well, I'd like to take you out and buy you dinner. And I make up for it. And, you know, I had a couple of questions I wanted. And I said, you know, I think it's best at this point that you just find somebody else to, oh, no, don't say that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And they're like, well, I appreciate that, but I don't have the time or the interest. But bottom line is I don't want anything to do with that woman. Whatever. So that's the moral of this story. Don't call anybody if you've been drinking. You know, don't drink and drive. Don't call and drive. Maybe that's what I should name this podcast. Don't call and drive. You know, drinking and driving don't mix. About calling and drinking and calling don't mix. But I think I'll just give it the name I had originally with this, what the drunk. What are you going to do? So, by the way, I was very polite to her. I did not respond the way I really in my mind, which was like, you know, well. You all know me. Those who listen to the show, you can imagine. But I was very gracious and I didn't want to make her feel worse than she already did, you know. And I basically told her, you know, good luck and just remember to make a joyful noise, which is what I'm telling all of you. It's my hope for everybody, and I certainly am making one. And I will see you back here soon. Take care.